guests, or good day, I guess, depending on whether you're Mitt Romney or Rick Perry.
Hey, who won?
Well, surprising you may ask that. Jennifer, a quick recap before we move on into the real news of the day. There are two things going on in the country beside the presidential race, the GOP race, that are important. We'll get to both of them in this hour of our Talk Radio Countdown show. It is Wednesday, the 11th. And so let's see here. First, the numbers as they compare to last week in Iowa. I think these are pretty interesting in terms of who came on first, second, third, et cetera, et cetera. So in New Hampshire, Mitt Romney was number one. In Iowa, Mitt Romney was number one.
I'm seeing a pattern.
Okay. In New Hampshire, Ron Paul was number two.
Right.
In Iowa, Rick Santorum was number two.
Numero dos.
Number five. Mr. Santorum, number five in New Hampshire.
Bummer.
Okay.
That surge is over.
Right. Gonzo. All right. So number three in New Hampshire, John Huntsman.
Isn't that amazing?
Didn't even show up in Iowa.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. Right.
Number three there. Number four, Newt Gingrich in New Hampshire and Newt Gingrich in Iowa.
Mm-hmm.
Pattern
he's
there.
Consistent.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. Number five, as I said, in terms of New Hampshire, was Santorum. Let's see here. Rick Perry was five last week in Iowa. Mm-hmm. And Rick Perry was number six in New Hampshire.
I think Michelle Bachmann got more votes
yes.
than Rick Perry in New
right.
Hampshire.
She was sixth. Right. John Huntsman. Mm-hmm. Okay. So you get the drift here. Bachmann's out now, so there are only six candidates. Santorum will be out after South Carolina. He's not going anywhere.
What is Rick Perry's deal? Isn't it time?
Right.
Just call
did
it
I,
a day.
What did I say? Did I say Santorum? I meant Perry. Did
yeah.
I say Santorum? No.
You did. You
Rick
said
Perry
Santorum.
Gonzo after South Carolina. Just doesn't. He has no
He spent
grit.
So much cash. That's
yeah,
the
well,
problem.
You see, that is the problem. Because when you look at the votes, here's the number of votes, actually, and the amount of money that was spent. Bringing that up was a very astute way of us getting into this, Jennifer. Jennifer Horn here with Doug of the Good Day program. Your calls at 800-510-8255. To look at this in a nonpartisan, non-sectarian, but very focused way, in terms of what these votes cost, okay? Mitt Romney got 95,669 votes in the primary yesterday in New Hampshire. Ron Paul got 55,455 votes in New Hampshire. John Huntsman got 40,903 votes in New Hampshire. Newt Gingrich got 22,925, I think, is the number in New Hampshire. Rick Santorum, 22,708. Rick Perry, 1,704. All right? So, now, you take the money that has been spent in New Hampshire. It wasn't just New Hampshire radio, but it was Boston radio, because the southern New Hampshire market is pretty much all listening to Boston radio stations, watching Boston television stations. So they have to buy, and the rates in Boston are 10 times what you'd pay if you were advertising on any radio station in New Hampshire or television station, for that matter. So the amount of money that was spent by Mitt Romney and Newt Gingrich is an obscenity. And more so when you look at South Carolina, how much money is being spent down there by these PACs. I shouldn't say, let me correct this. Not by the candidates, but by the PACs that support them. The big money PACs are behind Gingrich and Romney. That's where the big one guy, whose name I can't remember at the moment, $5 million check from one guy to a PAC that supports Newt Gingrich in South Carolina. One man, $5 million, and he can spend, this guy's a billionaire, his name is Adelson. He runs casinos. Got nothing but cash, and he's been tapped by the Gingrich supporters to give Newt a boost. What they are not getting, Jennifer, Ron Paul spent virtually zippo Nothing. Mm. Ron Paul's strength is coming from the protesters.
Grassroots, yeah.
It's coming from the young men and women who are under 30, and the people that are using Twitter and Facebook are the ones who are supporting Ron Paul.
And there don't is. You know that this is freaking out the traditional political? Because this is the first election where we've seen money doesn't buy your candidacy.
No.
It used to be in every other whoever spent the most money was the candidate,
well,
pretty much.
Obama was the first one to use social marketing and networking
but
to
he also
raise
had lots of money behind him,
tons of money.
Right, that's a good point.
He was raising millions, $10 at a time.
So, what does this tell you about who's really working the strings behind you? The conventional, traditional wisdom will tell you that money will win the day. They don't know. The news media doesn't know how to deal with this. The politicians, the Republican hierarchy, and the Democrats are trying to figure this out, too. They figure before Obama won using the Paul strategy, but Obama is so unpopular with kids, it's going no place. Obama's strength is in the cities with the ethnic voter and the
I think he's still
liberal,
popular with the young.
Not the young.
Not to the
college
crowd.
Where the energy is behind Ron Paul. But here's the kicker. Apparently, Romney has talked seriously to Marco Rubio, who's the senator from Florida.
Oh, yeah.
If that's the case, then he'll get the Hispanic vote.
Yeah.
Obama's not going to get it anyway. And so that's what is there. But you wait and see. These guys are going to have to listen to Ron Paul. They have to. Whoever gets the nomination is going to be Paul.
My wife last night is like, I don't even know why this guy is running. He has no chance of winning. I said, he doesn't care about winning.
He is. This is not about winning necessarily in terms of votes.
It's
about changing the way the country operates and speaking to a large constituency of this country that is PO'd.
Yeah.
And this is what wins elections. And by the way, if they don't listen to him, they become one-termers, as is obvious by what's going on now.
I don't know if you guys listen to these people.
And the Twitter and Facebook thing is going to change. It's the same as the Arab Spring and all this other stuff. This is how the momentum is going to be with whatever is passed around on Facebook and Twitter. Yeah, okay,
I don't know if you guys have seen the Facebook ads for Ron Paul that have been floating around, but you know that the Dos Equis beer commercial? I don't often drink beer, but when I do, it's Dos Equis. That commercial?
Yeah.
Well, now there's a picture going around Facebook all over the place last night. I don't often vote Republican, but when I do, it's for Ron Paul. That's the new ad that's going around. And so funny because those kind of things that are cutesy and funny are the stuff that really goes viral on Facebook and all over the place.
Right. And the people, these old-time hacks like Gingrich and Romney and Santorum, negative ads. Gingrich says, well, I wasn't going to do a negative advertising, but now Romney started, so I'm going to do it. Yeah, that's the poll that was done, the poll, there were two polls yesterday, as there always are. Is you go in and vote, and then exit polls. When you wander out, and somebody's there with a clipboard, and they want to find out from you, A, B, C, or D, what did you think about this, 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 and this? And to almost a person of those voters, and what were there, 490,000 votes cast in New Hampshire yesterday, the negative advertising disgusts them. So, you know, now there is an alternative, as you suggested, Jennifer, by using the new media, by using Twitter and Facebook to communicate, this kind of stuff is also part of the focus if you follow it. And I don't know whether we on at DougStephan.com or TheGoodDayShow.com, our Facebook, whether we ought to friend various campaigns. Does that make sense? What would we, under the circumstances?
We can't friend because we're a page.
Oh, we can't.
Can we, Rich? I don't think, technically.
No.
We can't.
They friend us.
All right. Well, why can't we do the other way? Help me. You can take me to school on this. If they can do it to us, why can't we do it to them?
The way Facebook's set up is if you have a personal page, it's more like a relationship. If you have a quote-unquote fan page, it's more like a website where here is all of our stuff. Please come join us.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Now, in terms of traditional sort of news talk radio, we're on 340 stations around the country in that number somewhere. And of that group, I'd say a majority of them are what we would call traditional news talk stations. So the political conversation outside of what we describe as morning drive becomes number one. You know what number two is this week?
No.
Yeah, you do, Richie.
Sports.
Tim Tebow.
Tim Tebow, yeah.
Tim, everybody is talking about this guy.
Yeah.
And what it means to sports and all kinds of things. It's some fascinating.
It's a deep story. It's deeper than, you know, every two, three times a year we get a sports story that transcends conversation, all conversation. And this
has
is one
legs of its own. Yeah, so we'll talk about Tim Tebow later on. Plus, Hostess files for bankruptcy. Oh, no! 18 after on Good Day.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees, you're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say so and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
When your digestion is out of sync with your life, everything feels off. Digestive issues can leave you twisted up. Count on Sustanex Advanced Probiotic to help. Sustanex survives better than other probiotics to deliver good bacteria where you need it for healthy digestion so you can get back to feeling like yourself. Shift Sustanex Advanced Probiotic. Feel good, inside and out.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once, there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
You know what? Fidel Castro is now chiming in on our presidential elections. Yeah. Yesterday, Fidel Castro declared that a robot would do a better job as president than Barack Obama. That's what he said. Yeah. After hearing this, Mitt Romney thanked Castro for his endorsement. Mitt Romney, speaking of Mitt Romney, getting a lot of flack for saying he likes to fire people. Yeah. Mitt Romney is now saying his comments about liking to fire people were taken out of context. Yeah. What he actually said was he likes to set poor people on fire.
Tonight was the New Hampshire primary. We taped early, so we don't have the results yet. But everyone seems to think Mitt Romney is the favorite. You hear him speak. Mitt Romney says he understands the middle class. He understands their economic concerns. Mitt Romney says he knows it's not easy keeping a roof over your family's head, as well as vacation roofs in San Diego, New Hampshire, and Park City, Utah. All those roofs add up. Yeah.
Well, we're learning more and more about Mitt Romney. His real name is Mitten, and he. He's Mexican. He used to MC the Miss America pageant. And he owns 20 pairs of Topsiders. Yes! That's Mitt. Mitt said them. Mitt got himself in a lot of trouble. You have to be careful in politics. You say things, you get in a lot of trouble. Over the weekend, Mitt said that he liked to fire people. And, you know, I thought, well, there's a pretty good message to send to middle America. And then when Rick Perry heard that, he said, well, that's nothing. I like to execute people.
David Letterman becoming less and less funny, at least when it comes to this stuff. 26 past the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program.
More angry.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, let me ask you something real quick.
Yes, Richie.
Does it bother you that a guy who's running for president, who's going to run the government, has a problem, likes to fire people?
That nope. Isn't the context. If you look at how that statement was made and when it was made, it's completely out of context.
Yeah, but that doesn't bother me. I want someone who's going to go in there and, like,
fire
people.
A little. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
Firing people in the government. Yeah. Okay. That's a good point, Richie. Thank you.
Shoot him down, man.
Yes. Mow him down, man.
Meanwhile, right, get rid of those 400,000 new bureaucrats who were put in office during the Bush years, the deciders.
Washington, D.C. actually has more jobs than we did a year ago.
Yeah. All right, there you go. So, the Tim Tebow phenomenon, underscored by our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com, John Parr has re-recorded his hit single, St. Elmo's Fire.
Really?
As a tribute to Tim Tebow. It's called Tim Tebow's Fire. Parr says that he wanted to re-record it to honor Tebow for the way he lives his life. So we have the audio here, at least a part of it anyway, from our video of the day. This is John Parr. You'll remember St. Elmo's Fire, 1980s, and now it's been brought up to date in 2012 in honor of Tim Tebow. Good video of this, Richie.
I'm just going through it now and watching it.
Get it?
Make it fly. Give it everything. Give your all. The minute the time is you feel your pain, you'll find your all and all. Everything it takes. Play the game. You know you can't quit until it's won.
A studio version. So again, the whole thing, you can watch it, download it if you'd like. Video of the day. This is the first time this has been available in audio, so you may get it and sort of spread it around. Check it out, DougSteffen.com.
I'm Peter Greenberg, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute. Have you ever gotten an email from a friend claiming to be stuck in a foreign country and needing you to send cash? Well, if you fell for that one, I've got a deal with a Nigerian prince you just might be interested in. You need to educate yourself on the different kinds of travel scams that are out there. One of the primary agencies tracking financial scams is the Federal Trade Commission. Their latest program is called Travel Unravel. They've uncovered scams involving failure to disclose the actual cost of travel packages, free trip scams that involve charging fees, and failing to disclose that a timeshare presentation is part of a package or even a contest. Another great resource out there is the website Consumerist.com. They spotlight the latest scams and ripoffs, so this site has a wealth of information. Even our own State Department has its own fraud warning page, along with resources on who to contact if you think you've been scammed. And last but not least, if you think you've been ripped off by a travel company, let me know about it. For more information, visit petergreenberg.com. I'm Peter Greenberg, the travel detective, and this is today's Worldwide Travel Minute.
What a state of generosity. Look what my agent got for me. Just by switching to State Farm. A few hundred unexpected bucks, I couldn't ask for more. But now I've got to figure out what I should use it for. A new bike would be radical, but maybe something practical, like a pet baboon with one robotic arm. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan. All of you listeners around the country, thank you for being there, around the world as well, at DougSteffen.com. Rich McFadden at controls in our studio in Washington. It's Wednesday the 11th. You're experiencing some personal growth as the year begins, right? You're feeling like maybe there's a better chance on the road to success, that you will be successful this year. New beginnings, all that great stuff about growth. You feel like maybe you can change. Although, there's a bit of a risk to this, Richie.
A
you're
whisk?
Struggling.
Oh, yeah?
What did I say? Did I say risk?
No, I was just saying a whisk.
Ah. Well, you got obstacles. There are things you got to overcome. Look at these people who are running for the GOP nomination. They all have things they have to get over. They have their past. They have the present. They have the future. Difficulties are part of the things that define who you are. That is how you get over the difficulties, the
Absolutely.
Trouble in your life. It's a great equalizer.
Yep.
It really is. And so as you look, and this is a good lesson, watching these people run, I think is a good lesson. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com, now that New Hampshire is over, which candidate do you think is going to be the next to drop out? And looks like Rick Perry has Kerry, and that's what you'd expect. He'd be the next one to drop out, I'm guessing.
Sure.
And I think Santorum and Gingrich won't be far behind. I think Huntsman will stay in it.
Things change.
The best he's been doing.
Yeah.
He's surging, like they say.
Yeah. He, right. He laid all his chips on the table there, so.
Yeah, exactly. The speaking of chips on the table, I think it's very interesting, the talk, Jennifer, about Jay-Z and Beyonce's new baby.
Mm-hmm.
And the biggest story that I've heard yesterday, I was listening around to a couple of different programs. Talk radio in Los Angeles I find better than in many communities where I am going in my travels, or have gone the last 6 months, and coming across the country, listen to a lot of programs and a lot of hosts, and I like kind of what goes on here, because there's a good, there's a bounce back and forth between the stuff that's political and the stuff that's part of the social the residue from where we were and where we are in terms of our social mores and standards. And I think this business about Beyonce and Jay-Z, the whole discussion of homosexuality that's taking place, gay lifestyle, et cetera, the Pope and what he said about gay marriage. That has entered into a lot of conversation. But anyway, a lot of people are complaining. These people that were at this hospital where they bought out the whole floor, and what was it, $400,000 or something?
No, it was more than that.
Probably more than that.
Yeah, was it more than
a million bucks, yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
To have privacy for her.
I heard $1.4 million they spent total.
Why the heck wouldn't they just have the baby at home?
That's a good question.
That's a good question. That means they're just, like, they're pooping money, these people.
Right.
Oh, obscene, my gosh.
I mean, it is.
I'd like to buy this floor, please.
Yeah. Right.
So,
yeah.
But
it's like the president going to Hawaii or something.
The big problem is, apparently, their section included the children's care section where... what do they call it? Where the kids that have problems after they're born are?
NICU, the newborn ICU.
Yeah, the ICU. Mm. So parents are trying to go see their kids who have been born with some kind of difficulty, and security guard going, oh, you can't get through here.
Beyonce's in here, man.
Right.
Step away from your child.
And, you know, hey, listen, I understand, you know, you're having your first kid, you are Beyonce and Jay-Z. It's going to be a media zoo. Yeah.
Right.
And everybody's going to be trying to get that $200,000 picture.
Right, exactly. That, more than that, Richie.
Oh, yeah. They'll probably get the $1.4 million back when they sell the first picture of
the
kid.
That's what they want. That's the whole thing.
They want the money. Yep. Okay, a couple of things here. We'll get to the people on parade portion of the program. How do you like that? People on parade portion of the program, alliteration survives here on Good Day. A little late for the 2020. This is a historical quiz, so I'm going to give you, I think, I don't know whether you'll come up with the answer quickly or not. Help yourself, though, to 800-510-8255 as I try to expand the reaches of your mind with my questions. Who is Amelia Putnam? Who was Amelia Putnam? Do you know why she is of interest and import to many of us? 800-510-8255. Identify, please, for the swell prize, Amelia Putnam. Simple, straight, right to the bottom line. Who is Amelia Putnam? I don't know who she is. Historical person of the day is Amelia Putnam. Why do we know her?
You know, I have to go look her up.
800-510-8255. Well, Richie, I figured you'd want to stay with the Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow, good dog. Tim Tebow.
Yeah, that too.
I was thinking of groupie. Rabbi Shmuley Vitaik, who's been on this program from time to time, has opted opined on an op-ed piece with the focus on Tim Tebow and his religious displays in football, because people are saying it's overdone, it's out of place. So Shmuley, what's the matter with me and my... Today's going to be one of those days when my eye teeth can't see what I'm saying.
Shmuley, shmuley,
shmuley. Right, anyway.
Yeah.
He replied, yes, his displays are over the top. Faith should have no place in sport. Indeed, I believe that the only thing that ought to be allowed at football games are truly dignified displays, like women jumping up and down in lycra and pom-poms and cleavage and bare-chested pot-bellied men with their teams written across their stomachs and people wearing Cheez-Its. But faith in God, forbid it. He says he's a Tebow fan. Richie, you're a Tebow fan. Jennifer is.
I am.
I'm a minor Broncos fan, and I'm a guy who appreciates somebody who sticks to their guns and who just seems to be a decent guy, and everything falls in his favor.
Mm-hmm.
He's got to be something to that story that you like.
800-510-8255. Are you a Tim Tebow fan? And if you are, why are you? Other than
that's the easy one.
Obvious. That's the easy one.
If you aren't, why aren't you?
Yeah.
At this point, I think that bunch has been. The word hatred is a little over the top, but people who don't like his work, you know, I may not want to follow in these footsteps myself. Might not be my thing. But the other side of it is. You know, when Kobe Bryant was a jerk with his wife, were there as many people criticizing him for his actions as there are Tebow?
That was a pretty big story when he cheated on his wife
and that woman
accused him of sexual assault.
Now she's divorcing him. Isn't she divorcing him now?
No,
he bought her a big rock and she stayed.
No, they're getting divorced now.
No, they are getting a divorce now, yeah, right. So, anyway.
Two and a half. And The Rock.
And The Rock.
Booyah.
Jennifer.
But, you know, Kobe's popular again. Yeah.
But he's a jerk. But
look at somebody like Ben Roethlisberger, who is the quarterback for the Steelers, Doug.
Yeah.
He was accused of raping a girl. Now, granted, you're a girl, you go to Ben Roethlisberger's room, who knows, we weren't there, whatever. But still, he did something inappropriate.
It's like going to Arnold Schwarzenegger's room. What do you think's going to happen?
He did something inappropriate, and he was not criticized. Michael Vick wasn't criticized as much as Tim Tebow has been in the media. I think most Americans support Tim Tebow. Mm. I just think the media has made him look like he's some dumb, podunk, God-loving guy.
Well, I mean, there's a Joel Osteen look and smell to this that bothers me a little bit, because I think these guys are trying to trade on what Tebow's faith is all about. It may not be your cup of tea, i.e., it may not. It's like a lot of other things. That's why we have this wonderful country called America, and we express ourselves in, you know, maybe the people leave themselves open for criticism. So be it. But if you're going to criticize somebody, be ready to take some of the shots that come back at you, if you will. And that's something that some people can't do. I think that's part of what Tebow is about. He has brought this standard of prayer to what is really a secular cathedral. The stadium is a secular cathedral.
Yeah. And also there's some magic happening, because the team, as much as I do like Tim Tebow and the Broncos, they're not that great this year.
They've lucked into. He's the only thing they got going for him.
They've lucked into a lot of great.
Paid, Richie, what's he getting paid?
I don't know. He's probably getting paid $1 million to $2 million. Let me go look real quick.
So he's at like 10% of what most of the other quarterbacks are.
He's not making big money now.
So will he be able to get big money after this season?
Oh yeah.
Will he go to another team?
Oh, his jersey will be the most popular jersey being sold. I'm sure it's probably one of the top 10 jerseys being sold
now,
and that is worth gold to these owners.
And I think the Broncos, to answer your question, will keep him, because he's really done a lot for that franchise.
Even if they have to pay him 10 times
so
much
but
money.
You know what it says, though? What? It says that you can be a nice guy and succeed.
And make
it
work.
You don't, especially in professional sports, you don't have to be the jerk.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the punk. You don't have to be the guy that, you know, is just arrogant and egotistical to be the best. You need to be a nice guy.
510-8255. Leah is in McAlpin, Florida. Hi, Leah. Welcome to Good Day, ma'am.
Hello. I like Tebow because he has a backbone. He's not afraid to stand up for what he believes. I've never seen him play professional football, only college.
Really?
But the one thing about that is, go to a restaurant. There's 100 people in the restaurant. You see two people pray. And people go, oh, that's awful. What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
And why don't the people that are praying say, what's wrong with all these people that don't pray? Jesus said the world hated.
What's wrong, Leah, is that too many people are judgmental. You want to pray? Swell.
Yes, right.
Some people don't want to pray, but leave the people alone who want to, as the people who are left alone who don't want to pray.
I know you're not a Bible fan, but the Bible says, Jesus said, the world hated me and it's going to hate you. If you think Tebow is surprised.
I'm not. That's not really accurate. I'm not a fan of people who twist and turn part of the Bible around for their own.
Right. I'm not either.
that's where I come down. Yeah. All right. Good call. Thank you, Leah. Okay. Nice to hear from
you. Tebow makes $11 million over 5 years. He's going to make. He made $1.6 million a year, but that $11 million could turn into $30 million with incentives.
Okay. So then. He renegotiates contract. His agent's got to be smart enough to.
Well, he won. I know he got $250,000 just for winning that game on Saturday.
Oh, his incentives.
That was one of his bonuses.
Right. I mean, he's got to win the Super Bowl to get the $30 million.
So, Doug, if we finish the show today, Rich and I get $200,000, right?
Absolutely, $250,000.
Woo! Touchdown!
As long as I win the Cal lottery, you'll be upset.
$250,000 for beating the Steelers.
Good. 800-510-8255. All right, the other thing that caps our conversation is, who is Amelia Putnam? Here's Yvonne in El Paso. Hi, Yvonne. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, thank you.
You're welcome. Who is Amelia Putnam?
Well, she was Amelia Earhart Putnam, and she worked at the Children's Hospital in Los Angeles, and she studied at the University of Miami.
Yeah.
And she was related to George Putnam.
She, I don't know if she's related to George Putnam, but
I was wondering that Putnam, actually. I don't
the,
think
the talk host in Los
so.
Angeles. I didn't know that. Really? Was she?
Yeah, I was looking it up on Google.
All right. Well,
really?
I,
so
I'll take
that?
Your word for it.
I had a feeling when you said Amelia Putnam that it was Amelia Earhart.
Right.
Amelia Earhart.
Her married name was Putnam. Yep. Yeah.
Right.
Yep. So that's who it was. You get the prize. Hold on a second, Yvonne. Good job. Good work. In a moment, speaking of good work, Dr. Ken Kronos helps us with some medical information that will be important to you. Stand by.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty. But this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it? Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Time now for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronos. His daily dose of important medical information on the Good Day program, exclusively yours. A lot of info today. What Ken does is study all these journals. All of the information is being studied by the various medical groups, including this one today, Ken, from the Journal of the American Heart Association, about how grief may be harmful for those who have who are at risk for heart attack anyway, huh?
Well, this is something I might hear a big duh from Rich, but it's never been studied. It was published this week in Circulation, which is a journal of the American Heart Association, that when you lose somebody close to you, as you have recently, Doug, it's the first several days after the immediate loss that you're at vulnerable risk for a heart attack. And so this is a real thing.
Yeah. And you can understand it. I mean, your heart is pounding away. It's just you can feel it, sense it.
And
yes, I can see where that would make sense.
But Ken, on the flip side of that, and here's one thing I'm kind of keeping an eye on with my mother, since we just lost my father this past summer, is he was the one who made sure she always stayed up to date on her medical visits and whatever was going on with her. And now it's up to us to have to make sure that she does that, because, you know, you get to a point, you've lost your partner 40 or 50 years. Do you just don't care? I don't care. It's no big deal.
I have lived that in my family with my parents. And, you know, long-term relationships do keep you living longer, regardless. I've heard Doug's feelings about marriage, but good marriages do keep you living longer. And when one spouse suddenly dies, the other spouse too often follows.
Yeah, that can. You can understand how that could happen. All right, some interesting news today from a couple of fronts on nicotine patches, Ken.
The yin yang of medicine. Big Australian study showing that nicotine patches, the gums, this is out of Tobacco Control, actually don't help you get off the cigarettes and stay off them long term. I think before you throw out all of these devices, I think what you need to do is make sure that if you are using the nicotine patch or gum, any of these nicotine products, that you don't do it on your own. I think this was the take-home message from this, that you need to do it with counseling.
All right, but on the other side, as you said, the yin and the yang, good news about using a nicotine patch.
Medical Journal of Neurology, a small early study, people with early memory loss and ability to think actually were helped with these mild dementias by using the tobacco.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why.
Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com or call 877-327-0365.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Technology time here on Good Day. You'll be happy to know the story at DougStephan.com today about the Saudi Arabian man who posted on Facebook he was selling his son for $20 million.
Yeah.
Lucky. My dad sold me for $50 and a bottle of wine.
Saud bin Nasser.
Screw top.
All right.
Box wine.
He, had a business. He was selling children. He's selling his own son. For traffics and all kinds of, he's in the debt collection business. Apparently, he's got a lot of debts himself. The son is 35 years old.
Oh my God! You can't sell a 35-year-old.
No, he's a kid. His debt collection business was shut down by the government because it was illegal, apparently. Yeah.
But he's been selling. A request for,
I can't imagine this man involved in illegal activity. No.
No, his son's not 35 years old. He went to the government to try and get help for his business, and they declined him because he's older than 35.
Are you correcting my read of the story?
It'd be funnier if the kid was 35.
You see, that's the problem. There is much more of a story. Jennifer got it. It was more interesting, even if I twisted the facts around a little bit. More people would now go, given what I said about the story, to the website to check it out. But no, you had to screw it up by giving
facts.
It a straight story.
Yeah, those pesky little
facts.
I mean,
why do you do that all the time?
Let's just call him the journalist, Doug.
Because people would go to the website and see the story and go,
so that
is
the guy
moron.
Who goes to the who goes to work every day and tells his wife how wrong I am about everything, and he's a hero. Give a lot more people the opportunity to do that.
Oh, my God. This show would be so different if you learned how to read.
People engage more in their marriages. I'm trying to save marriages, Richard.
You're a great American.
Fouled it up.
You're a great American.
Shelley Palmer is here.
My God.
Comcast announcing a new service called AnyPlay that lets Xfinity Triple Play subscribers stream cable TV to their iPad.
What does that mean, Doug?
I don't know, but we'll find out.
I like my insurance like I like my burrito, with everything rolled into one. Was in a state of craving, amigo, so my agent showed me how it's done. He wrapped up my auto, my home, and my life. The discounts I'm getting are great. Everything good, right there on one plate. Get to a better state, State Farm.
Hi,
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Google is making its search results more personalized for anyone using Google+. The new search feature called Search Plus Your World incorporates Google+ photos and posts that are relevant to your search. Looking up a topic also brings up results for others who frequently discuss the subject. In other news, Comcast announced a new service called AnyPlay that lets Xfinity Triple Play subscribers stream cable TV to their iPad. AnyPlay works within your home's network, but is currently only available in Denver and Nashville. Full coverage will roll out over the next few months. And finally, Kodak is suing Apple for infringing on four patents related to digital imaging. The patents allegedly in violation relate to sharing photos online and would require Apple to stop selling the infringing devices like iPhones and iPods. A similar lawsuit was also filed against HTC. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Yes, details, those pesky thing.
Yeah.
Detailed.
Detailed.
The way we said it in broadcast.
Details.
Detailed.
Call for details.
And if you don't like details, try the head.
Try the head.
Nine past the hour.